This is Toronto, and 2 years ago, I introduced you to Lonnie Schwartz and his website, Hockey54.com. Hockey54.com is the face of the game. It features interviews with hockey's top stars and unique articles about Canada's favorite sport. And, full disclosure, I contribute to this website. Now, Hockey 54 will make its presence felt on the radio. The Hockey 54 show will debut later this month, and here's the interesting part. The program will air on an all-sports station in Nashville, Tennessee. To explain all this, I'm joined by Lonnie Schwartz. Lonnie, welcome back to This is Toronto.
Nice to be back on This is Toronto.
Okay, now, how does a Toronto-based website wind up with a radio show in Nashville, Tennessee?
Well, you could say that it was a meeting of good fortune, because a few years ago when we started Hockey54.com, we went down to, well, not Nashville. I've got Nashville on the brain, can you tell? Las Vegas to do the NHL Awards. And we come across this guy, Buddy Oakes. And we get to chatting with him. And just full of Southern hospitality, I guess is the best way to put it. He's just a really friendly guy and talked about the Nashville Predators with us and how he's been involved with the team and his coverage of the team. And so we developed a friendship with Buddy. And then when Hockey 54 got rolling, we invited him to be our Nashville correspondent, if you will. So anything that you get Nashville-wise from Hockey 54 and our writers, it's from Buddy and his site, Preds on the Glass. Well, turns out that the word spread throughout the Nashville blogging community about what I do and how I do it, and we ended up forming a really great bond with the entire blogging community pretty much in all of Nashville. And so they've been really, really supportive of Hockey 54. And when the time came, a few years later, of course, that I discovered this radio station, 102.5 in Nashville, 102.5, the game, kind of fits, seeing that we're the face of the game, I make a couple of phone calls, one to Buddy, and then two to Jeremy Gover from Section 303, because he has a podcast that's going to be airing on that radio station as well. So he put me in touch with the assistant program director, made my little pitch, and within a couple of weeks, things just ended up turning out right. And that's how this relationship with one Buddy Oakes, who I've now coined the Smash Father, because he knows everyone and anyone in Predsville, and Nashville is affectionately known as Smashville. So he is the Smash Father, and he has got his hands in all kinds of delicious pies throughout the Nashville sporting, and most specifically, Predators community. So, in a nutshell, that's how it came out.
And I guess it's important to note that the way the Nashville Predators are covered in the sports media landscape in Nashville is a lot different than the way the Maple Leafs are covered here in Toronto.
Yes, there's a lot more access given to bloggers in Nashville because there's, I don't want to say a lack of interest, but let's just say that it's not as inundated with fans and people wanting access to players consistently and constantly like there is here in Toronto. So that's how they've sort of been able to get a lot of access to these players, because to get your word out, Nashville took a little more of an unconventional route and said, let's let these bloggers have access. Let's let them talk to the players. Let's get them access to the dressing room, watch these games, report on these games, and be a little more, I guess you could say, proactive in getting in touch to the online community. Whereas in Toronto, it's a very old school mentality of newspapers, television, radio.
Deep roots.
Pardon me?
Deep roots. Very deep roots.
Very, yes. Very, very deep roots. And also there's a business side to things, because let's put this out there. Hockey 54, when we started, we said, yeah, we'd like to get some access to the Toronto Maple Leafs because we're based in Toronto. And it was basically put forth to us that, look, we think what you do is great, and we trust that you have a strong sense of journalism. Here's the other problem, though. TSN pays to broadcast games. Leafs TV pays to broadcast games. Sportsnet pays to broadcast games. AM 640 pays to broadcast these things too. Their games, their property. So when people put money into your product, there's a little bit more of a chain of priority. that happens. So since we don't pay for any of those rights, and since we don't have the very deep roots that a lot of these newspapers and other, I guess you could say, traditional media outlets have, we were sort of given the, we like what you do, but, and that's just sort of how things went. Mm-hmm. Although, I will footnote it with this, we did get the privilege of doing some live tweeting from the press box a couple of years ago, which was a real treat.
So what's this radio show going to sound like?
That's an awesome question. And I'm very, very pleased to say that the person I'm talking to right now, that being Eric Rosenheck, the Heck, is going to be a vital component of the Hockey 54 show, because you and I go back quite a few years and we share the same kind of passion, but a very different delivery, which I think will complement each other. And what I've been trying to work on for many years now, actually, and here's the opportunity presenting itself, is to bring a show that combines the fun elements of Wayne's World and The Daily Show to the game of hockey. Because anyone in Canada who watches or listens to hockey programming, it's pretty much, if you like the person that you're watching, you stick with them, but it's pretty much the same information and delivered almost in the same way. And the vision for this show is really to have more fun. I mean, if you've watched any interviews on hockey54.com, you know that we do our interviews a little different. We get the players to smile. We talk a little bit more of what goes on, maybe a little bit outside the game, and just get some answers to some different questions that are still relevant, but at the same time, a little more fun. And you get to know these guys a little better. Because we watch them, and it's the same answer over and over again throughout the year. It's the same question being asked over and over again throughout the year. So it gets a little boring, gets a little repetitive, at least in my opinion. And I am a fan, as are you, as are anybody who watches hockey on a regular basis. And the goal here to go to Nashville is to try and grow that fan base, to help the people in Nashville understand that they have a winning product. Like, people think Nashville, oh, pish posh. Well, Nashville has a pretty consistently winning product on the ice, and yet they still have some difficulty bringing fans to the game. So I think what we're trying to do here is bridge a bit of a gap, take the seriousness away from the game, try and make it a little more inviting to fans, and understand the game, understand the product, which is the player, and go from there and really try and just take a curveball into the Hockey 54 show.
So it's going to be heard on 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Anyone outside the Nashville area, even anyone in Toronto, would they be able to hear it as well?
100% you'd be able to listen to it, because just as every radio station across North America is pretty much put together, why alienate an international audience? Click on Listen Live. Go to 1025thegame.com. They have a Listen Live function, and you can listen to it anywhere in North America. And last I checked, when I looked at a map, Toronto sits pretty firmly in the continent of North America. So anyone in Toronto, across Canada, if you got a great internet connection in Antarctica and you really want a cool hockey program to listen to, you can do it. Thank goodness for the internet, huh?
And something tells me Toronto's geographic location isn't going to change. Now, Lonnie, before I let you go, just want to get your thoughts on the upcoming season. Lots of stuff is going on. The Winnipeg Jets are back. Brendan Shanahan has certainly made his mark as the NHL's disciplinarian. And, of course, the Leafs had an incredible run in the second half thanks to players like Mikhail Grabowski and James Reimer. So what are you looking forward to this season?
Just looking forward to the season, to be quite honest with you, because it's the NHL. It's back. We went since June without it. I mean, yeah, there's been preseason games, but really, do those count? People think that the Winnipeg Jets, wow, they're going to be amazing. They're fantastic. They're going to be incredible. They're going to make the playoffs. Well, remember Atlanta last year had a hot streak at the beginning and then pretty much tailed off at the end. I think what's great about hockey is the unpredictability in so many different ways of who can win the cup. I mean, really, was anybody at the beginning of last year thinking that Boston would be the Stanley Cup champion? No. I think pretty much a lot of people were pointing to Washington and even Vancouver. I think some people even had Philadelphia. Philadelphia peg to go to the Stanley Cup final again. So there's a lot of unpredictability. I never like to predict. In fact, I go by your school of thought that a team from North America will win the Stanley Cup.
And, of course, Lonnie's just referencing a video I posted on YouTube recently. Okay, Lonnie, if people want more information on Hockey 54 or just the radio show, where can they go?
Well, you can always go to hockey54.com and check out the interviews that we've got posted. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's theschwartz54. I think everybody out there should be able to spell theschwartz54. And that's on Twitter. Or you can do hockey54. Spelling the word dot, of course, com on Twitter to get all sorts of other information that we're not putting up live on the site because, you know, Twitter is pretty instantaneous that way. It's the beauty of Twitter as long as people are paying attention to the massive conversation. And we'll be able to announce very shortly the official start date for the Hockey 54 show on 102.5, The Game in Nashville. And I couldn't be more excited. I'm really excited to have you involved. I'm really excited to have a lot of the great writers and contributors to Hockey 54 get involved as well, because I think we all share a bit of a different perspective on the game, and that's what hockey needs. It's not going to be the same old show. It's going to be a lot more fun, and I just couldn't be more happy to be doing it, and of all places, Nashville. Go figure.
No one saw it coming, and I can tell you that I'm certainly pleased and honored to be part of the show. Lonnie, thanks so much for taking the time out. All the best. Best of luck. And, of course, I will see you soon.
You most definitely will. Thank you so very kindly for having me on This is Toronto. A heck of a show for any of you folks out there just tuning in right now if you want to know what's going on in our fair city of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, in North America.
As they always say, Lonnie, the check's in the mail for that one. Take care now. Lonnie Schwartz is the co-founder of Hockey54.com. For more information on the Hockey 54 show, keep checking the website. Again, it's Hockey54.com. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. This is Toronto Podcast at yahoo.ca. This is Toronto Podcast.blogspot.com. And don't forget about the Facebook page. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thanks for listening.